Kelly, if I say, what's a setting the bar story, you would say...
I would say it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so this is one of those that kind of straddle the feel-good lane and the setting the bar lane.
Okay, I love these.
First of all, dude's going to recover, all right? So that's good.
That's good news.
But you're not going to believe what happened to this guy in Ohio when he was trimming a tree for his grandma.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stung by 20,000 bees while you're trimming that tree for your grandma, you're doing okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is one of those, we hope you don't find yourself in the situation that 20-year-old Austin was in when he was trimming the tree branches high up for his grandma when he unknowingly cut into a bee's nest.
Oh, gosh. Oh, they were angry.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, dude, why are you cutting my house?
For sure. So, obviously, they did what bees do, and they started stinging him.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked like, according to his mom, he had a black blanket from his head to his neck onto his arms
all
the bees that were on top of him. He was stung at least 20,000 times. And
oh, my goodness. How did he survive?
And swallowed almost 30 bees as well.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he went into a coma.
He's
expected to recover fully. So that is good news.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't the same thing, but I remember when I was mowing my lawn and I saw bees, like several bees kept coming out of this hole in the ground. And I'm like, what the heck? And so, you know, I'm a guy. I've got a lawn mower. Yeah. What do you think I did?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I mow over it and same deal, like about a dozen bees or more just start flowing out of this hole and I just bolt and run away. Like almost immediately there were bees up my shorts. That's how quickly it all happened. So,
well, yeah. And at least you were on the ground and you could run away.
Yes.
This guy was so far up the tree.
Right.
Like no one could even reach him.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like he didn't fall and injure himself that way. So,
oh, my gosh.
Anyways, yes. Fortunate that this guy's going to be okay. He's going to recover. But, again, one of those that straddles the setting the bar feel-good lane. The feel-good meaning he's going to be okay.
Right. He survived all that.
Yeah, setting the bar being let's try to not be in the same situation Austin was and cut into a bee nest when you're up in a tree trimming the branches for your grandma.
Well, you know what? I think he probably gets a pass for that chore now.
He at least owns some fresh baked cookies from his grandma.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. And we call someone else to do